This recording, Illinois 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice at North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around in the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer thought it was fair price for a cure. I was born and raised in Carbondale, Illinois. My mother was actually raised in Kansas, and my father was born and raised in Alton, Illinois, which is about 20-30 minutes from St. Louis. My dad and I have a lot in common. We're actually into cars and airplanes. I have a master's degree and workforce education, and my bachelor's degree is actually in automotive. My father comes from a similar background, bachelor's in aviation, and then a master's in higher education as well. We've actually rebuilt several cars together and his current airplane. He actually has a Citabria. And it was what we call ground looped. And that's when somebody, when they come in to land the airplane, they actually loop it. And the airplane actually ends up upside down. I don't know what the cause of that was or how that happened. But basically, we had to do a total restoration on the airplane. And we had to put new skins, rebuild the motor, new interior, basically everything from the ground up. We have rebuilt a 1975 Corvette. It was also in a wreck, and we had to replace the front clip. We actually had to take the whole body off the frame. We bought a new frame, new body, and rebuilt the motor and new interior. So basically it became a brand new 1975 Corvette. We've also rebuilt several Porsches. That was my first vehicle, 1983 Porsche 944. And so he and I have a lot of that in common.